Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Rainbow.
And we are talking about an interesting article. It's about Christmas, but it's not a usual Christmas article. It's kind of about people who become friends again or stop fighting at Christmas time. So why don't we talk about some different ways that you can stop fighting with your friends?
Oh, all right. So I haven't fought with a friend in a very long time, but maybe around a year ago, I had a little bit of a disagreement with a friend, but it wasn't a huge fight.
Okay.
So what we decided to do was we just left each other alone for about 2 months. And I did my thing, she did her thing. We still ran into each other sometimes, but the good part about it was 2 months later when we came back, it was kind of like meeting a new person again.
Okay.
And it was kind of like everything that happened before just kind of dissipated. It was not there anymore. It wasn't awkward.
All right. So just kind of taking a little break to kind of get over those emotions and then just coming back. That's one way. You could sit down, obviously, and talk about the disagreement.
Yeah.
That's another way to do it. Or, you know, there's another way that isn't maybe the best way, but you could even just stop being friends. There are lots of different ways to stop fighting with friends. They all have sort of different meanings to them. Some are not as nice as others, but, you know, there are lots of things you can do to kind of make peace.
Yeah.
And peace is all about what our article is today, or our article is about today. So why don't we find out what happened?
Reading.
Peacetime at Christmas. Christmas is known as a time for peace, and sometimes that's even true on the battlefield. One of the most famous examples is the Christmas truce that occurred in 1914 during World War I. It was 5 months into the war, and several of the battling countries thought it would end soon. As a result, many soldiers were ready for a break. In the week before December 25th, German, British, and French troops decided to take it easy. They shouted Christmas greetings, and soon they were crossing trenches to meet. Soldiers exchanged gifts of food and tobacco and sang songs. Although some on the front line were enjoying the Christmas spirit, others weren't. In some areas, troops only recovered fellow soldiers' bodies and nothing more. Still, many soldiers took Christmas Eve and Christmas Day off. In fact, some of them even played games of soccer together. By December 26th, though, the war was back on and would last another 3 years.
Okay, let's find out what's happening in today's article. The first line says, Christmas is known as a time for peace, and sometimes that's even true on the battlefield.
Ooh.
Okay, so we're talking about a battlefield, a Christmas on a battlefield. So let's find out what this place is. This is a noun, and it's the place where a battle takes place. So in the past, battlefields were often in places where soldiers wanted to take the land. So it would often take place in big fields or open areas. Nowadays, though, battlefields can be fought can be found anywhere, even in cities.
All right, so the next part of the article says, one of the most famous examples is the Christmas truce that occurred in 1914 during World War I. So we're talking about a battlefield at Christmas time. So here we have the noun truce. A truce is basically an agreement between enemies or opponents to stop fighting or arguing for a certain time. So we usually say we call a truce.
Right.
That means both people say, stop, we don't want to fight anymore. anymore. Mm-hmm. So if Aaron and I are having a fight, we could just be like, oh, let's call a truce. Let's forget about this.
Right.
But officially, during a war, two parties can also call a truce.
That's right. So it means basically they get together, the leaders get together, they kind of sign an agreement that says, okay, we won't fight during this time.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So we're talking about a particular battle that took place during World War I in 1914. And to talk about it, we use the verb occur. Now, this word means to happen or to take place. Or something that happens, or something that occurs, happens. Here's an example. The earthquake occurred early in the morning when most people were still sleeping. That means the earthquake happened early in the morning.
That happens a lot in Taiwan.
It does.
Yeah. All right. Hmm. So the next sentence in the article says, it was 5 months into the war and several of the battling countries thought it would end soon. Hmm. So in that sentence, we have the word battle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a battle, which Aaron also mentioned before, means to fight or to compete or argue with another person or a group. Now, this word can also be used as a noun.
Mm-hmm.
So we battle somebody in a battle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's right.
Example sentence, for years, the two nations battled over territory.
Okay, so lots of reasons to fight for things. Some is for land, some is religion. There's a lot of different things. A lot of is for women, yeah. All right, well, these soldiers, all these different countries, they have soldiers in this war. They're all fighting, and it's Christmas time, and they think this war is going to be over soon, like, Let's have Christmas.
Yeah, let's not do this all year.
Right. So it says, as a result, many soldiers were ready for a break. They're just like, oh, it's the end of the year. We're tired of fighting. Let's have a Christmas break.
Yeah, plus Christmas is so important to Western countries.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, in the week before December 25th, German, British, and French troops decided to take it easy.
Mm.
Ooh, that means relax or stop fighting or chill out. So troops is a plural noun, and we're talking about soldiers or armed forces. For example, the UN has peacekeeping troops who are in charge of maintaining political peace. So troops are just soldiers in battle, a group of soldiers. Example sentence, in December 1989, he sent troops to Panama.
Okay, so all these soldiers, they've sort of just decided, you know what, we don't want to fight. We want to take it easy for Christmas. They just want to relax and take a little break. So here's what they did. It says, they shouted Christmas greetings, and soon they were crossing trenches to meet.
Wow.
Okay, so two different things that we're talking about here. First, they're shouting Christmas greetings. Now, a greeting, this noun, is something you say or do when you meet someone, such as wave, say hello, do the double kiss, shake hands, lots of different things around the world that you can do for greetings. Now, a Christmas greeting might be something where you say Merry Christmas or Happy New Year or Good tidings. Yeah, something like that. That's a Christmas greeting.
Yeah. All right. So the next word we have is trench.
Mm-hmm.
Trench is a noun. Now, this is a long, narrow ditch. So back in World War I, many soldiers fought inside these ditches. So it was not very good conditions over there. Sometimes it was quite dirty. And they even developed this disease called trench mouth from being trapped underneath. So if you shout a greeting across the trenches, that means I'm in this trench, someone else is in this trench, or Aaron's in this trench. And then we say, hi, Merry Christmas.
Right. So it's like you can kind of get out of, you can kind of climb out of the ditch and cross the field and say hello and kind of have your Christmas fun, I guess.
Yeah.
And it says here, soldiers exchanged gifts of food and tobacco and sang songs. Okay, so they're really getting into the Christmas spirit here. They're kind of meeting each other. They're saying hello. They're being friendly because they don't expect to be fighting for that long, right? Here, it also says they're exchanging gifts. Now, when you exchange something, two or more people change, they give one thing and you receive one thing from another person. So in this example, they're giving and receiving the same kind of thing, for example, gifts. So one person will give a person a gift and the other person will give that person a gift, and they both have gifts from other people. So both of the people are giving and receiving something. Now here's an example. Nellie and Jonah exchanged phone numbers and agreed to call each other. Now they can both call the other person because they both have the other person's phone number.
This reminds me, mm-hmm. in Christmas time, gift exchange is right. like a big deal. So yeah. everybody brings a gift.
Mm-hmm. Like a Secret Santa.
Yeah, Secret Santa game. You guys mm-hmm. can look it up. It's really fun.
Yeah.
All right, so the next word we have here is tobacco. That's a noun. So tobacco is usually what we, what people who smoke mm-hmm. inside the cigarettes, they have tobacco. Actually, it comes from nicotine leaves. Mm-hmm. Comes from an American plant, and you go through like a drying process, and then it's used for smoking or chewing. So mm-hmm. in Taiwan, we have binglang, which is chewing tobacco, or we have cigarettes. Actually, we call those smoked tobacco, but both of these aren't very good for your health.
Mm-hmm.
All right, our example sentence says, my uncle likes to chew tobacco, but the nicotine isn't very good for his teeth, so they're beginning to turn yellow.
That's one of the things that happens when you chew or smoke tobacco.
Yeah.
It's not a very nice thing.
No.
All right, so they're singing songs, they're exchanging gifts, tobacco, maybe some alcohol, other things that they would have. They wouldn't have much because they weren't in cities or anything. They were just in trenches, right? So they would exchange gifts of what they had. But unfortunately, not everybody was able to take part in this Christmas fun. It says here, although some on the front line were enjoying the Christmas spirit, others weren't.
Ooh, I wonder who wasn't.
Well, we'll find out in a second, but first let's talk about today's grammar point. All right, we're going to talk about our grammar point. In that sentence, we used the word although. Now, we can use the word although or though when we want to add more information to something we've just said. However, the information we're adding could be surprising in some way because it is different than what was just said. Now, another way we can write this kind of sentence is to use the words despite the fact that. Let's look at some examples. Although some on the front line were enjoying the Christmas spirit, others weren't. That's the one we used in the article. Now, we could also just say, though some on the front line were enjoying the Christmas spirit, others weren't. Here's the other way we can say it. Despite the fact that some on the front line were enjoying the Christmas spirit, others weren't. Here's one more example. Although Andy's car is quite old, it still works well. And despite the fact that Andy's car is quite old, it still works well. Now we spell despite, D-E-S-P-I-T-E. Okay, so now that we know how we're using the grammar point, we should go back to the sentence and find out more about the people who aren't really enjoying this Christmas spirit. We're talking about the people on the front line.
Ooh, all right. So front line, this is a noun. Mm-hmm. It sounds kind of like it's two words, but it's actually just one word. Mm-hmm. It means the military line or the part of the army that's closest to the enemy at the very front.
Right.
So at the front line, one word, front line. Mm-hmm. So the troops fighting in the front of the army are called the front line troops. So
right.
we can have a hyphen between front and line.
Right. That's right. Often the most dangerous place to be when fighting in a war. It's not the best part of the army to be a part of because you see the most fighting. Okay, so why did they not get to participate in Christmas? It says here, in some areas, troops only recovered fellow soldiers' bodies and nothing more.
Oh my gosh.
Now, that is not a very fun thing to do on Christmas. Here's what they're doing. They're recovering their fellow soldiers' bodies. Now, recover is a verb. And it means to get something back that you had lost or was taken from you or was even almost destroyed. So what we're saying here is that some soldiers went onto the battlefield and brought the soldiers' bodies back to the base or back to the trenches. And now as an example sentence, we could say, my wallet was stolen this morning, but the police recovered it early in the afternoon. Now, this is a really terrible thing to have to do on Christmas or, you know, on any day in any war. It's quite a sad situation.
And especially these soldiers have been training together for a long time. Right. So they're probably friends.
Exactly.
All right. So we have a word that's sort of related to this. It's fellow, the adjective. That means you share a particular activity, quality, or condition with someone or something. So in this case, when we're recovering our fellow soldiers, that means people who fight with us together in the war. Or we can say our fellow students or our fellow teachers to be associated with the groups of students or troops or teachers that we're talking about. Right. So these are our comrades. They're our friends, sort of. Yeah. All right, so our example sentence says, they urged the troops not to fire on their fellow citizens. They urged the troops not to fire, which means that the citizens and the troops are probably on the same side.
Right, but only one of the groups is fighting, and the citizens don't usually fight.
Yeah.
Okay, so here it says, we're going to kind of move past that and move past that sort of sad situation and kind of go back to the soldiers who were celebrating Christmas. It says, still, many soldiers took Christmas Eve and Christmas Day off. Now, if you know your calendar, you'll know Christmas Day is December 25th, but Christmas Eve, that word means the night before or the day before. Right. Okay, so Christmas Eve would be December 24th.
Yeah, all right. So, in fact, some of them even played games of soccer together. Wow, so that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right, so they're doing all these things. They're singing songs, playing soccer, exchanging gifts. It's a true or as close to a Christmas celebration you can get in a war and on a battlefield, I guess. And it says here, by December 26th, though, the war was back on and would last another 3 years. Now, if you know about your history, that war lasted from 1914 to 1918, and a lot of people died in it. So that nice Christmas sort of at the beginning of it, that was probably one of the only chances they got to take it easy, which is too bad. And let's hope we don't have to go through another thing like that again. All right, well, we've finished talking about this peacetime at Christmas story. We've got another one for you tomorrow, but for now, let's go to our For You chat question.
For You chat.
Okay, today's For You chat question today is all about making peace. The question is, would you make peace with people you don't like? Why or why not?
So we briefly talked about this in the very beginning with friendships. I tend to go the route that I would.
Okay.
Because I think that it is... if I'm not at peace with somebody, it affects me more than I think probably the other person sometimes.
Right.
I've had friends who I haven't been in touch with for a long time, but maybe we had a sort of a disagreement. Many years later, if I see them again, I would still sort of address it and ask them if things are okay or apologize for back then, because I don't like having situations where people are not super comfortable with each other or there's awkwardness. I feel like it sort of releases something on both ends if one person is at peace.
Right.
What about you?
Well, I'm sort of the same. Now that I'm older, if there is someone that I don't like, I don't usually go out of my way to make things awkward or anything like that. But, you know, I've come to the point in my life where I realize I don't need to be friends with everybody. So if there is a person I don't like, I'll say hello and be civil, but... you know, I'm not going to go out of my way to sort of...
You're not best friends.
Right. I don't need to be best friends with everybody these days. So, you know, I'm not going to make things awkward for people, but, you know, I just kind of keep doing my own thing.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. You know, everybody has people they like and don't like, and there's no reason we don't need to get along, right? I still get along with people. I just kind of don't see them as much as I would if they were a close friend.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's lots of different answers to a question like this. You can answer them too. We're all out of time for today, so we'll see you again back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Peace time at Christmas. Christmas is known as a time for peace. And sometimes that's even true on the battlefield. One of the most famous examples is the Christmas truce that occurred in 1914 during World War I. It was 5 months into the war, and several of the battling countries thought it would end soon. As a result, many soldiers were ready for a break. In the week before December 25th, German, British, and French troops decided to take it easy. They shouted Christmas greetings, and soon they were crossing trenches to meet. Soldiers exchanged gifts of food and tobacco and sang songs. Although some on the front line were enjoying the Christmas spirit, others weren't. In some areas, troops only recovered fellow soldiers' bodies and nothing more. Still, many soldiers took Christmas Eve and Christmas Day off. In fact, some of them even played games of soccer together. By December 26th, though, the war was back on and would last another 3 years.
Vocabulary Review.
Occur. Problems can occur when the members of a team don't tell each other what they're planning. Battle. India and Pakistan have battled over territory for many years. Troops. The general sent troops to guard the country's border against attack by the enemy. Exchange. After meeting at the coffee shop and talking for hours, Laura and Mia decided to exchange phone numbers. Tobacco. Smoking tobacco is harmful to your health, but many people still do it because it calms them down. Fellow. I joined a mountain climbing club so that I could have fun with my fellow nature lovers.